Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to today's High Plains Outdoors. I am not coming to you from the porch of my cabin today. I'm down here at beautiful Lake Tawakoni, actually right on the shores of Tawakoni. If you listened to the shows last week or two, Tony Pennybaker, my friend, we were catching catfish. Well, we're at Tony's dockside cabana. What? It's an outdoor cooking spot that's deluxe. We are making a drink, actually a vegetable juice drink. Tony had some on the boat last week when we were fishing. It's a blend of vegetables cooked up and put in jars and canned, actually. But that makes one of the best drinks in the world. Tony, people can probably hear our old propane burner going right here, buddy, but we've got a pot, big old stew pot. I'm talking about how many gallons you think we got right there?
Ooh, that's at least about seven gallons.
Yep. Tell us what you got in there now, everything but the kitchen sink.
Just about it. Got onions, fresh onions, celery, carrots, tomatoes.
Garlic,
plenty of garlic.
Kale.
Several kinds of peppers and kale and...
squash.
We put two kinds of squash. What else we put in there?
My gosh, the kid carrots.
Did I say
okay?
Carrots.
Well, folks, I'm going to put
peppers, numerous kinds of garden peppers. We try to get most of this out of the garden.
Yeah, right here. And your garden is right over there, 40 feet away from us. So all fresh stuff, folks. You won't believe how good this drink is. I drove over here to meet Tony this morning just to learn how to do it and, well, just to have a good time. We're from Lake Tawakoni shore. We're probably 30 yards at max from where we're at right now. And everything is really kind of blending together, Tony. I guess once you get all these, and this is not like the way you clean fish, you said. It's not rocket science.
No.
It's just a process. But once this comes up to a light boil, how long are we going to cook all these vegetables together?
It should take about 30 or 40 minutes to blend these flavors. We're going to have to check the flavor on it a couple of times and get it right for spice and salt, the taste. Just get the flavor right.
Yeah.
But the beauty of this is we're gonna run the juice. And then we're going to capture the pulp. And the pulp is equally as good as the juice because you can use it later in soups, stews, casseroles, anything you want to put it in that you need a little tomatoey taste. Heck, this stuff is pretty good. Just once you get it all done, you can just take and dip it with chips and eat it.
You could. Well, we've got another big pot going, folks, over there with about 24 pint jars in it. And they're, let them boil. And I think, will you use that processor you'll put some of these chunks once they're cooked in the food processor?
That's what we're going to do. We're going to strain it, and then we're going to run the solid part through the food processor and really fine it up into almost a paste. It won't be a paste. It'd be more like a pecani sauce.
Yeah.
With lots of ingredients.
Yeah, okay. Yep. And then the final deal, you strain it through what to get to just juice?
We've got a strainer here, whatever you call it.
Colander.
Fine colander. Yeah. It'll capture everything. None of the seeds. I say none of the pepper seeds or tomato seeds will get through it.
Okay.
The juice will have a little pulp in it. It kind of settle in the bottom of the jars. You can shake it up when you go to drink it, but it's not much. It's real fine.
I like it because we had it out there when we were fishing. It really almost like drinking a lunch, you know, in a way. Very, very good for you.
That's
good for you, man. Well, Tony, thanks for being with us. And folks, Tony Pennybaker down here, just look at one of our back shows last week or two. You can get all of his contact information and come down here if you're looking to come to Texas and go fishing. He'll take you out here and catch a bunch of catfish. But this stuff is looking so good. Watch our website. I'm going to post a picture of Tony cooking this, give you a good idea. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Pyramid Air, Striper Express on Lake Texoma, Texas Ray's Hunting Products, and Trapper Tackle.